O wisdom proceeding from the mouth of the Most High, pervading and permeating all creation, mightily ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence. O come, thou wisdom from on high, who orderest all things mightily, to us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in her ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
The first of the O Antiphons brings us the idea of Jesus as wisdom. Wisdom proceeding from the mouth of the Most High. Wisdom that runs throughout all creation. Wisdom that will teach us the way of prudence. Wisdom that comes down from on high to dwell with us. The wisdom the ancient antiphon of the church presents shows us that it is God's possession from before creation. Solomon writes in Proverbs, "The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of old. Ages ago I was set up first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. Before he had made the earth with its fields, or the first of the dust of the world." This wisdom is not God's creation. It is God's possession that was there with God before the foundation of the world. This wisdom is the same as the Word at the beginning of St. John's Gospel. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." The Word in which we pray for God to keep us steadfast. This wisdom, this Word, was with God in the beginning. Through this wisdom, this Word, the world was created. We look at the beginning of the Bible. The account of creation has God creating the heavens and the earth by His Word. He speaks the world into existence. This wisdom, this Word, not only makes everything, it orders everything according to God's desire and purpose. Solomon continues in Proverbs, "When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master workman." God, the master workman, creates and orders everything through the wisdom and Word who was with him in the beginning. There is no departing from this all-encompassing wisdom. As the antiphon says, pervading and permeating all creation. Nothing is hidden, nothing is withdrawn, nothing is exempted from this wisdom. Everything is known and understood and encapsulated in this wisdom. The establishment of the heavens, the limits of the seas, the foundations of the earth, everything is based upon God's wisdom. God's wisdom, which he tells Isaiah, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." God's wisdom delights in having everything ordered and preserved. This comes through most clearly from Isaiah's prophecy about Jesus, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Jesus will judge according to the Holy Spirit in justice, righteousness, and innocence. Jesus comes so that all nations will come to him. As Isaiah also said, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths." God's paths are straight and bound by his wisdom. That wisdom is Christ our Lord. We sing, "O come, thou wisdom from on high." As wisdom, he brings light to those sitting in darkness. He enlightens the path of knowledge and teaches the way of prudence. He leads from the general knowledge that a God exists to the full moral insight, a loving God who redeems those who have sinned against him. A God who sends his messengers to call out, "O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." Walking in God's light, we become like the pilgrims along with Jesus in his triumphal entry, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" We have this same line in the communion liturgy. As we approach the Lord's table, we join that delighted throng, delighting in the Lord's presence. We receive the gifts wisdom freely gives. Through Jesus' body and blood, we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Putting on Christ, we put on wisdom itself. Embodying wisdom, we find ourselves enlightened by the one who breaks the darkness, liberating us from the darkness of our sins and bringing us to the fulfillment of understanding. Amen.